know what you're talking about.
Who's he talking?
Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his
voice? You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
Chuck Gibberish on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning. I'm Todd Weinberner, and with me in the studio is Cynthia. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
How's everything?
Great, thanks. How are you today?
I am okay. I survived the eclipse.
I did too. That was fun, though.
I was told by, mystics that the world was going to come to an end. Didn't happen.
No.
I was actually surprised we didn't hear more of that. Usually, anytime there's any kind of event, even if it's just... Do you remember the harmonic convergence? You may be too young. Years ago, all the planets kind of lined up.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody said it was going to throw off the Earth's gravity and mountains were going to launch into space and, the second coming and everything
right.
was predicted,
right.
And none of it happened, needless to say.
Mm.
Everybody kind of went, wow. This is
just
when it's
another day, right?
Looked at their watches and this is when it's supposed to be happening. So I don't know. But we all survived the eclipse, and I guess it was really dark in some parts of the country. Not so much here.
Yeah.
I don't know how much the clouds had to do with that or how much the sun had to do with that, but I don't know. Cindy was out in it, and I'm ready to blame her. I think it would have been fine if she had not been out there.
It's not my fault. That's so much easier. I'll take it. I'll take the blame. Sorry, guys.
So Cynthia Graw is taking the hit for it here at Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. We want to talk about something else that's going to put Cynthia on the spot. There is a recent survey of moms, and they asked moms what they wanted their kids to be, and they gave them a list of qualities, a list of characteristics. And the characteristics were neuroticism, conscientiousness, openness, intelligence, agreeableness, and extroversion. Now, these all have a specific meaning in this survey. Extroversion means that the kids are social. Agreeableness means that you're trusting, that you care for other people, that you connect with other people.
Mm.
Conscientiousness means that you're driven, disciplined, and think things through. Openness means you have a curiosity about you, kind of intelligence. Conscientiousness means that you're conscientious. It means you care about the things you do, the path you leave behind. And neuroticism means that you're quick to anger, that you're anxious and depressed and things like that. What we tend to think of as neurotic.
Right.
So here's how moms broke those down. Number one was, what would you think?
Well, not the one that was number one, extroversion.
Yeah, number one is extroversion. They think it's better to be social. This sort of goes along the lines. You ever heard the old silly question, would you rather be dumber than you look or look dumber than you are?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
That's... So most moms say social is what counts. 51% said they want their kids to be outgoing and socially adept.
That's all good and everything, but if you think about it on the opposite end, like my poor little girl, it's her second day of school today over at Prairie Central, and she's very extroverted to the point where it gets her in trouble in class because she's talking to all of her friends constantly.
Yes. She needs discipline, too.
Yeah. There's a great combination to a lot of the things you just mentioned, but since we can only pick one, I'm still thinking right now as we go through the list.
She's going to wind up in a desk surrounded by her enemies. You know that.
That's what I told her teacher. Don't put her by her friends.
She's going to be in a corner of the room surrounded by kids she hates. That's the only way to keep her from chatting.
I
can see it. I think what most moms were probably going for was, they want their children to be able to go out into the world of work and network and schmooze
yeah.
and do all the things we have to do
mm-hmm.
to maintain employment in this day and age.
Right.
They don't want their kids to be thought of as some kind of weirdo because that is a one-way ticket to the unemployment line.
Right. No, yeah.
You got to play the game, unfortunately. And
yeah.
I think that's what moms are worried about. Agreeableness only got – and 51% of the moms said extroversion. Agreeableness only got 20% of the vote.
Yeah, see, that's the one I really like a lot, honestly.
Plays well with others.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all important. The idea that you can break this down. Now, of course, what they asked these moms was, what do you think is the number one trait that the kids ought to have? So I would think that most people would want their kids to have a blend of the positive aspects of this survey.
But absolutely.
There you go. Agreeableness. Only 20% of the moms said that was most important. And, because, again... I admit I'm old, I'm grouchy, I'm jaded, but a lot of people think that if you're too agreeable, you're just going to be taken advantage of.
That is true.
People are just going to hurt you with every available opportunity. And that's, again, that's a jaded attitude. You shouldn't go too far the other way either, though.
I have an arguer, so that's what I was just thinking.
Yeah, you know, you can't be the kind of person who stands. It's like, well, we thought we'd all kick in $5 for Bob who's sick. You know, well, I don't know. You know, you don't right. want to be that guy. You know?
Right.
Why
right.
$5? What's so magic about $5? Why can't I give $2? It's like, oh. Okay, Fred, you can give $2.
I know, the grumble person. Oh, gosh.
Nobody donated any money when I was sick.
Right.
You had the sniffles. You know? Number three on the list was intelligence. I don't know. It kind of bothers me that only 10% of moms thought it was important that their kids be intelligent. But so many of these are loaded terms. You
yeah.
know? That's where it gets weird, too.
Yeah. No, and like you said, which is more important, this great thing or this great thing? Oh, man, how do I choose?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Exactly. And the other problem is we've developed a society. I don't know where this came from. But, you know, again, this is the grouchy old guy's perception. Why is it if somebody is talking and they say that they did a long extended genealogy of their family or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They always feel like they have to qualify that with an apology. You know, they always sit there and they look at you like, yeah, I know. I'm great at parties, I guess. You know, it's like
humble bragging.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you sort of say, no, you actually did something worthwhile.
Oh,
You don't have to feel like a geek.
Right.
Know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That drives me nuts.
Yeah. Me too. I got you.
Why can't we just do it and be happy that we did it and say this was a worthwhile thing to do?
Be proud of it. It's all good.
Exactly. And you're right, though. On the other side of the coin, don't go fishing for compliments. Don't prompt me to say, no, you're wonderful. Because I might be impressed that you did it, but I may not think you're wonderful.
We know plenty of people like that
anyway.
There's
a line to be drawn there. You
right.
know? Openness only got 10% of the vote. That was with intelligence. And openness means, again, being able to connect with other people, being sympathetic, empathic, whatever word you like to use. But linked to a willingness to learn and experience new things. And moms didn't think that was crucial. I'm sure that if you asked most moms, they'd want their kids to have that kind of curiosity. But conscientiousness only got 9% of the vote. To me, that's a little disturbing, too.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
intelligence and conscientiousness are down, whereas being a schmoozer is way up on the list. You know? And neuroticism got 0% of the vote. Nobody wanted their kids to grow up to be Woody Allen.
That's so. What I was just going to say that. Of all the neurotic people I know, I'm sure of their mothers that I know, they weren't like, oh, I hope he grows up to be this way when he, you know,
it's true.
Becomes an adult.
Quick to anger, anxious, depressed, which is where a lot of us wind up, but I don't think anybody hopes for that. You know?
Well, that's because parents seem to want extroversion more than other things, so then we go crazy.
Well, let's face it. What we all want for our kids is to be popular but not have to deal with the problems of fame, and we want right. our kids to be well-adjusted but not be a pushover and to care about other people but not let other people take advantage of them.
Right.
It's just like, you know, you can insert walking on water in there anywhere you want.
Right, but then on the flip side, you may drown.
Your kids are probably going to excel in some areas and work harder in others. But
right.
it's just working on the areas that you need some work that really counts. And that kind of diligence, I would call that diligence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even on the list.
It still blows my mind that neuroticism's even one to choose from.
Yeah. I guess they definitely wanted a baseline that they said, well, you need one that just nobody is going to pick.
Right.
And what would you say to the parent who said, no, I want my child to be neurotic. I want them to be nervous about every little thing and shouting at me all the time because...
Oh.
Mom, don't you understand the universe is expanding?
Right.
This eclipse means nothing.
then maybe this is a way to actually look at the parents, and it's a test for the parents more so than the kids to see, you know, how they're really doing.
It's true. And it's a question for, you know, dear parents, how many of these qualities do you have? I've known so many parents, and I am not a parent myself. I'll qualify my comments with that. But I have known so many parents who gladly say, I do not want my children to be like me.
Right, yeah.
I would see that as a great failure as a parent.
I tell my kids were like me. All the time. I tell Bella, I'm like, don't end up like me. And she's like, why? I love you. And I'm like, aw, you can be just like me when you grow up.
Aren't you sweet? Go to your room. Don't do as I do as I say.
Yeah, right.
I'm Todd Weinbrenner. She's Cynthia Graw. That is our little bit of wisdom. Okay, it's not wisdom, but it's just something to talk about on Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.